This is Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. The San Joaquin Valley has its share of unique summer celebrations. Take the Horned Toad Festival over Memorial Day weekend in Coalinga, or the Mendota Cantaloupe Festival in July. But a new festival to the Valley drew hundreds to Bakersfield this past weekend, and my co-host, FM89 reporter Carrie Klein, is just dying to tell us about it.
Standing outside the festival is Jim Lamar. He likes to run and work out, and he's excited to meet other Bakersfield athletes, like Amanda Duquette, who's chatting with a friend under a shady tree.
Yeah. I so admire you. Thank you.
She's a runner and weightlifter here. She's pretty ripped.
It's been almost 10 years that I've been training or working out.
But when they start talking about body fat, the conversation takes an unexpected turn.
So I would cremate really quick.
You would go great, but we ought to give you a prize, a breakout prize. Right?
No, thank you.
Yeah, they're talking about cremation. That's because they're standing outside Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries at the Before I Die Festival, a one-day affair all about end-of-life issues. Lamar is Greenlawn's president and one of the festival's hosts, and Duquette, she just took a tour of the crematorium.
I've always been interested in cremation, and the tour was really cool, and just learning about, you know, the different times bodies take in there, just kind of that aspect is kind of intriguing, I think.
The more fat you've got, the longer you burn. Lamar had an urn full of fun facts like this.
The number one popular place for scattering cremated remains in the United States?
Vegas.
Disneyland.
Oh,
yeah, the happiest place on earth. Yes, true story.
Around 150 people have come out today. Yes, baby boomers making their own plans, but also 20 and 30 somethings here out of curiosity.
Anybody wanting to go on the mortuary tour, we're going to just walk across the parking lot and start over there.
The day is anything but stiff, with talks about estate planning and hospice care, an obituary writing workshop, and even a tour of an embalming facility. People need jokes to lighten that one up.
It's like liposuction.
The star of the day, though, is that crematorium tour. Noelia Citialine is fascinated by a photo of a pile of bones. That's what's ground up into cremated remains.
Like, I didn't really anticipate to see that, because you imagine, you know, the heat so high that it's just all gone, but that they still actually have to deal with remains and all of that. It's very morbid.
Later, Citialine points out her car for me in the parking lot. She drives a hearse. The festival was organized by Gail Rubin, who's literally a certified death expert, or thanatologist. An Albuquerque native, she's wearing a collared shirt and cowboy boots embroidered with colorful skulls.
So come on down! Woo-hoo!
Inspired by longer Before I Die festivals elsewhere, she teamed up with Jim Lamar and an ad agency for the first festival jam-packed into one day. She kicks it off with a game.
We're playing the newly dead game. Come on, sit down, grab yourself a sheet.
Yeah, she said newly dead game, a multiple choice quiz about end-of-life prep. Like, do you have a will or a burial plan, and are they in writing? That's the icebreaker. Next up, Ruben hosts an informal discussion, which she calls a death cafe.
Well, my main motto is just like talking about sex won't make you pregnant, talking about funerals and end-of-life issues won't make you dead.
The dozens of strangers here today are into it. They share deeply personal stories of spreading ashes, moving through grief, and self-forgiveness, all with laughter. Ruben says tackling these subjects head-on is kind of the point in what she calls a death-averse society.
This provides the opportunity for people to get their questions answered, to come to a funeral home for something other than a funeral, and come away laughing and learning and hopefully being better prepared to deal with this inevitability for our lives.
It worked for Carol Faber, who drove here from Tehachapi with her husband, David. She's 72, he's 60, and they thought they knew what they wanted.
Before this, I was like, just put me in the dumpster. I don't really care.
Our plan is to get cremated, and then we both have spots in the ocean that we want to be spread at.
But now they say maybe we will get graves or memorials for the kids to visit. Granted, more customers is exactly what Greenlawn Funeral Home wants, and part of the reason it hosted this festival. Still, it was an opportunity for David Faber to finally ask one of his burning questions. Does anyone ever wake up in the cremator?
I want to make sure I'm dead before I get cremated. I've always told her.
He's got that in his little letter to the kids. Make sure I'm dead.
Funeral directors told him his body would have been sitting for days. he'd be long dead.
That made me feel a little bit better. So you ready to go?
Yep.
Okay.
So what to do after an event like this? Take a somber ride home, visit a lawyer, maybe call the kids? Nah, the Fabers have something else in mind.
Actually, we're going to go see Rocket Man.
They don't see the point in being worried to death. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.